Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staple. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and you're listening to the Dr. Staple program and Your Smile Matters on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And I don't have a guest today, so I really would enjoy receiving calls from anybody who has a question about dental health and the systemic connection between oral health and systemic health. That's primarily what we focus on, to help you understand the importance of oral health. And it's there are really some big challenges that are out there, and I'll mention a few of them in just a minute. But have no guests, so don't hesitate to call. And the number is 599-5555. That's 599-5555. And I'll be happy to receive your call and visit with you and just chat about dental problems, or if you have a dental problem and you're looking for dental solutions, or how to, what kind of pathway you want to navigate through these problems, because dentistry can be very complicated, just like the human body is very complicated, and the mouth can be very complicated. And so if you have a problem that you're unsure of and want more information on that, don't hesitate to call me. And I have decades of experience, and have studied all the time. I go to continuing education still. I've done thousands and thousands of hours of continuing education, and I have a lot of experience, so I can give you a pretty well good aspect of this. Just like dental implants, I've been doing dental implants since 1978. That was before they were even recognized as being viable treatments. So we bring to the table experience like this so we can help you out with problems. Don't hesitate to call 599-5555. My goal is to use advanced dental technology to optimize a patient's oral health. At Dr. Staffel and Associates, we can be your navigator for your oral health. And we're in the next wave of dental technology, and that's what's so terrific. The technology that we are using nowadays and bringing on board is just phenomenal. So we'll help you understand the impact of your decisions and what your decisions that you're making about your oral health. We'll help you understand the impact of your decisions that you're making about your oral health. And so we got a call, so let me go to the call line first. Mike, how are you today?
Hi, thank you for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I have two questions for
you. Okay.
I've heard that crowns can be made in the office, or
yes,
traditionally they were shipped off to a lab.
Yes.
In terms of longevity and durability, are they equivalent, or is it better to have a temporary crown, wait a week or two, and then get the other one from the lab?
Okay. I've been doing in-office crowns, started doing them a long time ago, but I backed off because the materials were not holding up. The material would fracture. However, the manufacturers have pretty well solved that problem, and when they brought out a material called lithium disilicate, This is a very durable material. Then we also have zirconium, which is extremely strong and virtually unbreakable. And zirconium takes special milling operations and ovens to make in office. First it started out, they had to do them overnight, and now they've advanced the technology so they can be done sooner. So the point is, and the answer to your question, if a dentist has up-to-date latest equipment and latest materials, the materials are good and the crowns are good. The technology is getting better, because a lot of the companies, first CEREC was the only one, a company called CEREC was the only one that had they started about 20 years ago, and now there are about four or five companies that are able to provide the same technology. So the market is changing, but answer to your question, a in-office crown, mill crown, with the latest milling and scanning equipment can be as good as a laboratory. In fact, a lot of the laboratories use the same technology to mill their crowns. There's a technical aspect of the lithium disilicate is one that's called press lithium disilicate, and this offers real beautiful crowns and extra strength where it's needed, and you can't do that in an in-office procedure. You would do the regular lithium disilicate. So that's just a technical aspect, but for the most part, the lithium disilicate crowns hold well. You just don't want to use them for the back teeth. You really need zirconium crowns in there because teeth, we really abuse our teeth. You can produce several hundred pounds of pressure when you're eating and chewing. And so the lithium disilicate is really not made for back teeth. So getting a clarification on that, if you're going to a dentist that's doing in-office crowns, you want to be sure that in the back you want to get a zirconium crown, and they've got to have special milling equipment to do that. Anything forward of the two molars, you can get by with the lithium disilicate very well. The press lithium disilicate is stronger, but the regular lithium milled disilicate is good. Does that help you? Does that explain?
That's very excellent. I didn't realize there had been that much change or progress.
Yes, and it's getting better. Probably in a few years, it'll be even because there's so much competition for the market now, and the technology. Well, everything is going to be going to 3D printers and as well as milling machines. And for instance, I just finally made the break to buy a scanner, and by a scanner that means I can just take and do a 90-second scan of a whole mouth and get a great deal of information, or I can take and ship that off to a lab and just with the email, and it's phenomenal. It's so accurate. It's much more accurate than taking impressions the old-fashioned way, and you don't have anything in your mouth of that type. So we're having just so much beautiful technology, and that's one of the things I get excited about because I've been at this a long time, and now we have things that were unheard of just 20 years ago, 10 years ago, and it's getting better and better. So, yeah, in answer to your question, their in-office crowns are very good. Zirconium is what you want to use on the first and second molars, however, and everywhere else, lithium disilicate is a good material.
And so, if as you described it, the pressed lithium, I'm sorry, the pressed lithium, or is it the zirconium?
The pressed lithium.
The one that would not.
The pressed lithium is stronger than the plain lithium disilicate, and it needs a special process. It has to be done in a lab. You can't do that in office. But at the same time, the lithium disilicate from bicuspid to bicuspid is a good, strong material, and that's used from bicuspid to bicuspid. Those are the middle teeth, middle of the arch, all the way around. They're beautiful. The porcelains we're getting is so beautiful, and they're getting better and better. But in the back, the lithium disilicate is still problematic with the chewing pressures that people put under their put on their teeth. And so, for the first molar and second molar, you want to use zirconium. And for an in-office, now you can doctors that have in-office zirconium mills, they work fine. But that's a special process, requires an upgrade in your equipment. And so I don't know the market penetration at this point in time. It's probably not very good, or not very high, rather, as far as being able to do zirconium in office.
So on the lithium disilicate,
yes, sir.
Bicuspid, how long, if it was done in office, is that a 2 or 3 hour procedure?
They've speeded this up enormously. Once that tooth is prepared and the tooth is scanned, you're looking probably in about an hour extra. But then you don't have to come back. You don't have to get an extra numbing up. It's really gotten fast. Now, one of the problems is the CEREC system. I can't speak for the others, but the CEREC has had difficulty with their software, at least when I got an upgrade about 2.5 years ago. It was supposed to be the ultimate, but they had problems with their software, and that's when you have a problem with the software, you've got somebody somewhere else that you have to wait on the phone for hours in order to get a resolution, and so it becomes frustrating in these situations. But now I know one doctor in town, that's all he does, and is the CEREC, and he's been doing that for, oh gosh, he's one of the real pioneers in the field. His name is Craig Carlson, and he does full mouth CEREC, and he's been doing it a long time, and he makes it work in his hands. Now I haven't been out there to look and see if he's doing the CEREC, and not the CEREC, but the zirconium. But he certainly has the experience and has been doing it successfully. And if a tooth breaks, of course, it can be redone just very quickly as well.
My other question is, I saw something in the paper a couple of months ago that said there was no data that suggested that flossing versus not flossing was helpful in terms of preventing tooth decay or something. I know
gum
it's
disease.
Helpful.
Yeah,
gum disease. That it was a gum disease. Okay.
Yes.
I wasn't sure about it.
Well, they might have included what that was. It was a report from the government. If you can imagine how accurate that is. and they said that. The article was on recommending how to manage decay and gum disease. What they did was they left out any mention of flossing. So it was a endorsement by omission that flossing wasn't any good.
Oh, okay. So it was.
They
not,
didn't say flossing was no good. No. It was a real tricky thing, and it's created a lot of uproar among dentists and the American Dental Association because it was one of these, I don't know if it's CDC. I've got the report, and I have to look it up, but that's what that was all about. It wasn't that they didn't say don't floss. They just left it out and say that you brush. Now, why that is so such an erroneous statement, when you brush your teeth and floss or just brush your teeth, you only clean about 40% of your teeth because you're not cleaning in between the teeth, and there's no way you can get that brush in between the teeth. And of course, if you're using air floss devices or water picks, that's going to help, but there's still no substitute for mechanical, and it's a mechanical procedure of removing the plaque. The plaque is a very high grade sophisticated system that grows on the teeth, on the food, and it's doing the public a service. That was a public disservice, a big public disservice, because when you eat something and you allow food to stay in and around your teeth, the bacteria explode on consuming that food and creating their own biofilm. And it's a very sophisticated condominium type of arrangement. That's what plaque is. So the body, when it immediately detects this, it starts sending toxic elements to wipe out those bacteria that are feasting on the food, and those toxic elements, the bacteria are damaging the gum tissue, And then if it's left there long enough, it starts removing the bone that houses your teeth, and it's just a downward spiral. So the interesting thing is that the body, when it sends these toxic chemicals to wipe out the bacteria, the body is designed to sacrifice its own bone and body tissues in order to clear out this accumulated bacteria. You follow me?
Yes. I had not heard that before.
This is well established. And so you're having your own body destroy your good bone and good gum tissue if you leave food and around your teeth. And by consequence, you leave food, you're going to have plaque around eating off of that food and exploding. You'll have billions of bacteria that grow in just an hour or two. It's amazing how fast they grow. So right. Back to the problem, floss is one of your major ways to get this out, because it takes the good side, it takes about 24 hours for these bacteria to really get going and building up. So if you really take care of and do a great brushing and flossing procedure at night, you've got good protection for almost 24 hours. Now, go ahead.
Do you recommend any particular type of material for brushing teeth for seasoned citizens, say age 65 or over, in terms of like those with baking powder, or what do they call it, soda?
You know, I had, now that you mentioned that, I had a patient in Thursday, and this patient has come a long way in taking care of this person's teeth, and the teeth were spotless. I could not believe it. It was the best I'd ever seen the condition of his teeth and gums. They were just spotless. I couldn't believe it. So I said, I was complimenting the patient on this, and the patient said, well, it's my wife that concocted her own formula. I said, really? What is that formula? And she says, it's baking soda and xylitol. And this is the first time I have put all that together. We always talk about baking soda and hydrogen peroxide, but the xylitol is a natural because it causes the bacteria to lose its grip on the teeth and the gums. And she seasons it or flavors it with a little peppermint oil and makes her own concoction like that. And it tastes great. And, that is a very inexpensive, and I'm going to follow up more on that, because we've never used xylitol as a major agent. We used it as sweeteners in toothpaste, but never in a combination like that. So that's a really great way to do it, I think. And I'll have more information following up on that. But it's xylitol is marvelous. And along that same line, one of the segments I was going to talk about today is sugar addiction later on. And I have mentioned it a couple of times, and I'm just in love with this product. It's called Spry Moisturizing Mouthwash. And what this company, Spry, they were one of the first companies to start promoting and selling xylitol, which was discovered in World War II times up in Finland to be valuable for teeth. They have come out with this moisturizing mouth spray, but what they've done with it, which is so phenomenal, it just tastes wonderful. You cannot help but not like the taste of this mouthwash. Then they flavored it with, not flavored it, but they, the major ingredient is water, of course, xylitol, aloe vera concentrate, and grapefruit extract for a preservative. And it tastes so good, and it works so good. But the real key that I like about it, and I give it to my patients all the time, is that it blocks the brain's desire for a sweet addiction process. That is, after you've eaten, you always have that reward factor kicking in. You want some dopamine, so you're going to get some sugar, and the sugar is going to give you a shot of dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter that's going to give you a pleasurable feeling. When you use this xylitol spray, it tastes so good, it stops your desire for something sweet. And it's great for diabetics. It's great for cleaning your teeth. You can swallow it with no side effects. It is a remarkable product. And it's Spry Moisturizing Mouthwash. You can get it online. We have it in the office. We give it to our patients regularly. I really highly recommend that because it not only helps you have the bacteria lose their grip on the teeth and gums, but it stops your desire for something sweet. So that's your tip of the day.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Very, very good information.
Good. Well, thank you. Call anytime. Okay. Let's see. Now then. So we'll help you understand the impact of your decisions that you're making about your oral health. And that's one of the things that we do, because now here's the reason why. We know that a tooth is programmed to last 80 plus years with a healthy nerve and blood supply intact. Now I have patients that are 100 years old. One is 103, and where this is the case. So a tooth, again, is programmed to last you 80 plus years and it can survive with a healthy nerve and blood pressure or blood supply intact. So this is a fact, and we can help you navigate through your oral health to make this happen. It doesn't happen unless you have a dentist and a hygienist teaming up to make this happen. You just can't hope that you never go to a dentist and not have any problems. That's not going to happen. So call the office, our office, Dr. Staffel and Associates. The number is 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569. And let us help you navigate through the challenges that make this 80-plus year goal for your teeth a possibility, and enjoy oral health and good-looking teeth and exceptional function and chewing ability. It's the wonderful things that we can do now with our materials, with our adhesives, with our porcelains is just absolutely phenomenal. So keep that in mind. Your teeth are programmed to last 80-plus years and be alive and have a live nerve and a live blood supply, because your teeth are living structures. And, of course, they're not living if you have a root canal. They're no longer living structures, but at the same time, they can be of value as long as there's no infection in the root or in the root canal. And infection is really a problem. And infection and inflammation with teeth is a huge, huge problem, and it causes so much in the way of medical problems. The information now is tying in the connection between gum disease and inflamed gums, chronic inflammation of the gums, and periodontitis, which is infection of the bone, and then how a problem it is just with the cardiovascular system. There's so much information on that. So you can't have a healthy body without having healthy teeth and healthy gums. That's the way it is. Now, the past few programs have described the exceptional surgical techniques and restorative capabilities that we have to rebuild lost teeth, and what a difference these procedures can make in a person's life and in their health and in their self-esteem. And the procedures are quite sophisticated and they're quite advanced, and we can take people that have really compromised bone loss and compromised mouths and bone housings and do some incredible things with the techniques that are available now that we have. So then I think about the fact that with proper maintenance and management, proper oral health maintenance and management directed by the dentist and hygienist team, these extensive and expensive procedures can be avoided. And that is why I reach out to you through this program. This is a pretty much a public service program. I'm not an employee of the station. I have to pay for this to give you this information. So that's why I reach out to you through this program. So call us, Dr. Staffel and Associates. The number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. Call, make an appointment so that we can begin an assessment of your dental problems that you may have. And I want to reassure you that it doesn't matter how long a time that you have not had a dental appointment or how much fear and anxiety you've accumulated over time about not visiting a dentist. And that's huge. This fear and anxiety thing is a epidemic, and we have worked dauntingly in correcting this, but helping a person move through these fear and anxiety emotions, and it is marvelous what we can do. We at Dr. Staffel and Associates can help you comfortably work through these issues of fear and anxiety, regardless of how high a fear issue you may have. And we have some people that they can't even get through the door without the dental office door without assistance because they have such high fear. So, and we'll never make you feel embarrassed. We'll never make you feel bad about your present dental and oral health conditions because we're here to help you. We're here to help you navigate through these problems. So the number is 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569 at Dr. Staffel and Associates. We take care of your dental concerns in retrospect of your overall systemic health. So we're going to make sure that you know how to correct your dental problems, how to keep them and manage these particular problems, and we can restore your smile so you will love showing your smile off. We're quality-focused and obsessed with excellence in dental procedures and always in a wonderfully comfortable dental appointment with the fabulous NuCom system. Now, the NuCom system is most unique. Patients love it. We use it on the majority of our patients. And it just consists of some earphones and a software that's buried in some music, beautiful music. And then there's a little mini electrical current device that balances the right brain and the left brain. It is phenomenal. It's used by 23 professional sports teams. It's good for healing and good for sleep and reparative, helping your body repair. It's sold worldwide and used in management scenarios. It's quite remarkable, and we use it at no charge on all of our patients if they are wanting this. It's the NuCom system. It is absolutely fabulous, and it drops your brain down to a pre-sleep or meditation time. And only while you have it in place. That is, when you finish, you can go about your business. There's no grogginess, and you just go about your daily activities and driving. After you have finished, you're back to normal. But while you have the NuCom system in place, it is absolutely remarkable. Patients just love it, and they request it all the time. They come in, and they want that NuCom system. So keep that in mind. Our office is designed as a no-fear, no-pain zone. And so if you've been struggling with dental fear and dental anxiety, let us help you with these issues and help you navigate to great dental and oral health. It's Dr. Staffel and Associates, 210-341-2569. Now, I want to bring to your attention the wonderful teeth whitening system called GLOW. That's G-L-O. It works great without sensitivity. It's efficient. It's inexpensive and makes a great gift for Christmas or the holidays. Just call our office for more information, 210-341-2569. That's the GLOW whitening system, and either a take-home version or an in-office version. It's a fabulous gift. It's inexpensive, and it really works beautifully without sensitivity. A dentist invented this, and we've been using it for a few years now, and we have a lot of systems to choose from, and we've used just about all of them through the years, but we really like this particular system, and patients love it as well. It's called GLOW. That is G-L-O. It works great without sensitivity. It's efficient. It's inexpensive, and it just makes a great gift as well. And we have used so many whitening systems. The first whitening was with Glyoxide, which is a product that you can buy over the counter for mouth ulcers. And when whitening was first advanced back in the 70s, Glyoxide was the agent of choice, and it's a carbamine peroxide chemical that breaks down to hydrogen peroxide, but it was very traumatic to the tissue and sensitive, created a lot of sensitivity to the teeth, and then different companies got interested in refining the carbamine peroxide, which they have done and have it in several different versions, chemical formulations. And what they have found, of course, is that, what you have to understand, it's all about hydrogen peroxide. That is the active ingredient that the carbamine peroxide that breaks down to. And all of the different systems use the same carbamine peroxide, but they make modifications to it through various, additions and so on. So the GLOW system does the same thing, uses the same carbamine peroxide, but it has been refined and upgraded to a special delivery system. You don't have to use trays in this particular instance. It just is a little device that you bite into, and in 3 8-minute segments, your bleaching is done for the day. And it really works nicely. People love it. It's easy to use. No trays to use or have impressions made or anything like that. So keep that in mind. It's called the GLOW system. And it works wonderfully well. Call our office if you want more information. The number is 210-341-2569. Now then, dental benefit companies are hoping that policyholders forget about it, like the old saying, forget about it. And they're hoping that their policyholders don't use the benefits that they have paid for, so again, you may want to disappoint the dental insurance companies and use your dental benefits before the end of the year, this year, 2017. And here's the deal. Dental insurance is not insurance. For the general public, dental insurance or dental benefits came out in 1968. And the cap at that time, the amount of benefit that you could get for a year's period of time was $1,000. Sometimes it got raised to $1,500. I mean, that was in 1968 it started, and guess what? Here we are in 2017, and it's still the same $1,000 to $1,500 of cap benefits. That's all they're going to pay for. And it's not going to be a whole pay, it's going to be a partial pay. But the benefit of the cap is going to be either $1,000 or $1,500 for a year's time. So you may want to straddle a year and use your cap benefit for this year and then go over and straddle the year the next year. It's a dental benefit. It's not dental insurance, so you have to understand that. And the companies just they're hoping like everything that you're not going to use your benefits, because they've got hundreds of millions of dollars that they will make because people frequently forget and they're busy and they don't take care of their dental benefits. Now, an interesting thing, I mentioned $1,000 to $1,500. Well, that's the typical, unless you're in the Washington area and there your benefits paid for by the government to government employees can range from $10,000 to $35,000. So that's in the government venue in Washington, D.C. In our area, not so much. And so keep that in mind to use your benefits, though. You will be, don't let the insurance, the dental insurance companies, pocket your dental benefits that you've already paid for, and take care of that before the end of the year, 2017. Now I want to give you a reminder of, our totally thorough dental examination. It now includes an examination for obstructive sleep apnea or disordered sleep breathing. And we offer this, and it also, this examination, it also includes a screening sleep device to screen for possible sleep disordered breathing. And it's come about how terribly, terribly important this problem is. It's an epidemic, and since we've really been zeroing in on it, the amount of sleep disordered breathing that we find and screen for is huge, and the problems that it causes, it's just a gigantic problem. So the thing about it is that it's important that obstructive sleep apnea, that's where you hold your breath or you're snoring, it's often associated with chronic headache and muscular skeletal pain associated with temporomandibular joint pain or oral facial pain. And the obstructive sleep apnea is considered a medical risk factor for systemic high blood pressure, drug-resistant hypertension especially. It's associated with headaches, muscle pain, coronary artery disease, stroke, congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, increased rates of motor vehicle accidents, sleepiness, cognitive impairment, loss of memory, impaired quality of life, and increased mortality. Now, all of that is research associated and research, multiple studies showing that obstructive sleep apnea, that's where you hold your breath or you're snoring, is a medical risk factor for these problems that I just mentioned. That is, systemic hypertension. That is, a physician will give you one drug, and that doesn't drop it down. They'll give you a second drug. Sometimes we see our patients on three different drugs for hypertension. And a lot of times it's not a drug issue, it's a mechanical issue, because it's the shape of the throat that's causing this. And so, again, it's associated with headaches and muscle pain, coronary artery disease, stroke, congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, increased rates of motor vehicle accidents, sleepiness, cognitive impairment that is not being sharp, loss of memory, impaired quality of life, and increased mortality. And it's a huge problem, just huge. The numbers are in the millions of people in this country who suffer from this. And the primary cause of this, it's weakness of the pharyngeal muscles leading to a collapsed airway. And sometimes it can be a result from mechanical compression from cervical fixation devices that can affect airway impingement. That is, when you have these fixation devices of your vertebrae, the cervical vertebrae, sometimes that can cause closure of the throat. Treatment, once it's diagnosed, the first thing is diagnosis. And that's why we have provide a no charge with our full examination, with our full dental examination. We provide a no charge dental screening for sleep disordered breathing. You take it home, you sleep with it two nights in a row, bring it back, we give you a report, and this will show what kind of problem you have, how badly, or if your heart is being affected, how badly your oxygen saturation is, how much you're struggling with your oxygen saturation. And this is very, very helpful. And then if it is a problem, we can direct you to a physician, because dentists in Texas cannot diagnose. But we will then, if we see in the screening, we can do the screening. If the screening shows that you have a problem, then we'll take and send you to a board-certified medical doctor, sleep doctor, and they will take it from there and make their diagnosis. And then once the diagnosis is done, then you can choose to do either nothing. You can choose to have a CPAP breathing device, which takes, this is very effective, but it takes a little time to get used to. You can also choose to have a dental device if it's a mild or moderate diagnosis of sleep disordered breathing, and that device will move your jaw in a way that it will allow you to handle the breathing problem. That's called a mandibular dental advancement device that is made by a dentist trained in this. And then the fourth pathway is surgery. And we have one of the greatest ENT thoracic surgeons or throat surgeons, triple boarded, in the United States, here in San Antonio. So, if that's something that you want more information about, and you'd like an examination, give us a call, Dr. Staffel and Associates, and our number is 210-341-2569. Your life can depend upon it. I'll tell you, it's can make such a huge, huge difference in your longevity, in your comfort, in your fatigue. You can frequently, physicians will give you medications for a problem of this origin, which is the structure of the oropharyngeal throat pathway. So that's why it's so important to get this attended to and get a screening. We can do the dental screening, and then if it's warranted, we'll send you to a sleep doctor, and they take over from there to do the diagnosis. A dentist is not allowed in Texas to do the diagnosis. We can do screening, though. We can screen very thoroughly and very effectively, and then direct you from there to getting a solution to this. The bottom line is this can be a very serious, serious problem that once diagnosed and treated can improve your quality of life and extend a person's life enormously. So keep that in mind. If you're snoring, or if you've been observed holding your breath while you're asleep, you've got a major problem, and you need to get it attended to. And we can help you with that. We can help you a lot. And every person that comes into our office for their dental hygiene examination, we're examining a visual examination of the oropharyngeal area, because this is something we can make a judgment call on and figure out what to do as the next step. So this happens with every dental examination that we do, that our hygienists do. And things change. As the person gets older, those pharyngeal muscles weaken, and it becomes more difficult to breathe. With men, if you gain weight, the tongue accumulates fat. If you are accumulating weight, the neck is accumulating fat, and that's going to close down these airways. Also, if you have a large belly fat, that's going to create a problem with your diaphragm being able to function and have proper breathing and proper airway passageway. So all of these factors enter into that, and it also is a factor for diabetes, of all things. And weight gain, it's a physiologic process that involves the insulin. So it's the tip-off is if you're snoring or observe holding your breath, you need attention. Can't stress that strongly enough. Now then, I next want to review about sugar consumption and sugar addiction. I already talked about that wonderful product of Spry, the moisturizing mouthwash that'll just satiate your desire for something sweet because it tastes sweet. It tricks the brain into thinking it's got getting a sugar dose. It tastes great. You can swallow it. It's a healthy, healthy product. It's very inexpensive. And you can carry it with you. It comes in two different sizes. One is a 3.5-inch bottle, and the other is a 1-inch little container. So you can carry it in your pocket or your purse. And whenever you get that desire for something sweet, you can kill it real easy with the Spry Moisturizing Mouthwash. It is one of the best products that I have run across for this particular problem. It does so many other things. And it's not advertised for stopping the sugar addiction. It just does. That's my addition to the product. It keeps your mouth moist. It with xylitol, it keeps bacteria from accumulating on your teeth. It's just marvelous. So first, I want to review about this sugar consumption and sugar addiction. So the first thing I need you to do is, if you have a pencil and paper handy or a pen, write this down. Mercola.com. Mercola.com. C-O-M. Mercola.com. And then after that, It's Search Sugar. All of the information you need to become informed about sugar consumption and sugar addiction is in that website. Dr. McCullough is world-renowned on many subjects, and he has done a fantastic job on this sugar addiction issue. And the sugar addiction problem is so huge, and it's getting worse. And here we are going into a government solution for a problem that the government is not going to be able to touch this sugar addiction because they don't understand it. Or if they understand it, they're not motivated to help because the industry, the sugar industry, is very effective in what they've done. And to get information out, this website will give you a tremendous amount of information. So it's mercola.com. And if you don't have a computer, find somebody that does, friend or family, and you can also go to a library. They all have computers, and several of them, and you can have that mercola.com Search Sugar and have it printed off. It's about 15 pages long, but it is so well written and documented and gives you an understanding of what's been going on in the sugar industry and where we're going in the future, how big of a problem it is. It also gives you a list of 76 things that happen to you with sugar addiction, increased risk of diseases and sickness. And one of the big ones is it feeds cancer cells. When you do a PET scan, when you go to the doctor and oncologist and he does a PET scan, the material that they use is a sugar solution because they know that they can find a tumor with a sugar solution and an X-ray because it's going to go directly to that tumor. The cancer cells love sugar. They feed on sugar, and that's how they identify many, many of the cancer cells. So that's just one of the things. You know, if you could set yourself up to where you have cancer protection just by eliminating sugar and what you eat, that's really interesting. And this information is so valuable to you. So if you're really serious about your health, go to that website, mercola.com, search sugar, and get that material. Oh, my gosh. It'll change your life if you're serious about health, longevity, tooth health, gum health. It's phenomenal. And it's, can't say enough about this. So please, 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 if you're interested in attacking your obesity, your diabetes, and heart disease, and all of these other things, cancer cells, go to this site, get this information, and become informed. That's the main thing. And you're not talking about spending any money. That's an interesting thing. Well, we'll have more on this. It's the end of the program today. The hour went by so fast. Thank you very much for listening. Appreciate your listening and appreciate you calling in. We'll have another great show next week. Have a great weekend finishing up. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Tell your friends as well to listen in. Thank you. Bye-bye.